book I've chosen is called The Small Hours by Susie Boyd. And I usually am swayed with books by the covers, I have to say, and this book doesn't really give much away. It's quite an unusual cover, but I would urge you to look inside and try it, because it is quite an unusual book, and it's one of the most enjoyable reads I've had this year.
Sounds quite powerful, the description I was reading.
It is. Well, it's amusing as well as being quite melancholy. It's quite an unusual book, as I say. It's all about Harriet, who is 38. She's 6'1", and she's a redhead, and she's been seeing a therapist for many years. And we meet her just as she's decided to break away from therapy, and she's announced that she's going to use an inheritance to allow her to embark on a new venture. And that venture is to create her own idyllic nursery school. So Harriet transforms a house in a good part of London into this sort of wonderland for children and educating children. And she battles the infuriating, uncaring rich parents and inspires and enthuses her fellow teachers. And they run sophisticated tea parties and teach classical piano and all these unusual and wonderful things for the youngsters. And it does create quite a picture. A wonderful picture, but also quite amusing. But we see Harriet as our champion. And then gradually we learn that she's battling her own demons. And these are in her own flawed relationship with her mother and her brother. So it's quite a fascinating book. You're not quite sure where it's going. It's quirky and at times almost a bit surreal, really. But it's an account of a woman's doomed pursuit of her dream. And it's, well, we don't actually know whether it's doomed in the end, actually. I don't want to give too much away there. It's comic and it's dark, it's amusing and it's melancholy, and the writing is just wonderful. It's really concentrated in its description and plotting, but at the same time quite simplistic, so it's not overblown, if you like. And when I finished it, I just wanted to go back to the first page and read it all over again.
Oh, that's very good, isn't
it? It is a wonderful book and quite unusual, and I think it would make a lovely Christmas present.
Okay, and has Susan Boyd, who's the author, Susie Boyd, has she written anything else?
She has. She's written a memoir called My Judy Garland Life, because she was fanatical about Judy Garland. But she's also written four other novels. Unfortunately, those have gone out of print, but I've been scouring the countryside for them because I was so inspired by this book. So hopefully they'll come back in print.
So there you go. That, I mean, you can't ask for better, can you, than if you really want to read some more of hers, then that really says everything about this book.
That's right.
Small Hours by Susie Boyd, then, published by Virago, I think it is, isn't it, as well?
Yes.